For the last few days, we've been hearing recommendations and warnings about arthritis drugs like Vioxx, Celebrex, and Bextra. Late yesterday, the Food and Drug Administration concluded hearings into the safety of such drugs. A panel of experts urged the FDA to put strong warnings and restrictions on these painkillers. The panel also raised new questions about alternative drugs used by millions every day. NPR's Richard Knox joins me now to talk about what this means for patients. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Jennifer.
If I'm a patient with arthritis or some chronic pain and I go to my doctor now after hearing this whole debate, what questions should I be asking?
Well, if you're on Celebrex or Bextra still, and many people, millions probably are, you should have a serious talk with your doctor about your risk of heart attack and stroke. And that means the underlying risk like family history, age, diabetes, smoking, excess weight, lack of exercise, those things. This week, some of the FDA's experts said it looks like the risk of heart attack and strokes is about 1.5 to 2 times higher if you're on these drugs called COX-2 drugs than if you're on another kind of painkiller. And that's lower than they originally thought, but still, it's and it doesn't sound that bad, but Dr. Stephen Nissen of Cleveland Clinic put it into perspective. He says 1.5 times to 2 times is about equivalent to raising your cholesterol 60 points from 200 to 260, and that's a lot. Or it's about equivalent to starting smoking.
What about other prescription drugs?
Well, if you've switched away from Celebrex or Bextra or Vioxx, the one that's been withdrawn last fall, you should ask your doctor if the drug that you're on may pose a risk. And they called for Vioxx to carry the strongest, or so-called black box warnings. Some people have switched to a drug called Meloxicam or Mobic, and that's one of 4 or 5 arthritis prescription drugs that the FDA panelists consider to be COX-2-like drugs. And there's some evidence of heart attack and stroke risk, but it's not as strong. Still, the FDA advisors want some new warning labels. All studies are done on those.
What about over-the-counter alternatives? Should one consider these safer now?
There is some concern about some of that old standby ibuprofen, because it seems to increase the stickiness of blood platelets, and that might increase the risk of blood clots. Some studies have hinted at a small increased risk from ibuprofen, but it's not nailed down, and more studies need to be done. There's good news about another over-the-counter drug, naproxen. The brand name is Aleve. It's widely available, widely used. The FDA advisors say that naproxen may actually protect the heart, and or at least be neutral in terms of risk. And there's some irony in that, because last December, a big study was stopped, and there was a suggestion then that naproxen may raise the risk. The FDA advisors said that was a false alarm.
It all sounds very confusing.
It is very confusing. I think it's more confusing even than it has been in the last 5 months since Vioxx came off the market, and I think it's going to be a real challenge to sort all this out for doctors and patients.
A lot of these drugs have become so widely known because they're so aggressively marketed and advertised. Is that likely to continue?
Well, you're right. I mean, they've been among the most heavily advertised of any drugs ever, both to doctors and to consumers. But that's likely to change. I mentioned black box warnings. That literally means a bold black border around the new warning. But it also has some other implications. One is that it sharply limits the kind of advertising that drug makers can do on drugs. And another implication is legal. If a doctor prescribes a black box drug to a patient who has underlying risk of heart disease, and that patient later goes on to have a heart attack or stroke, that doctor might be in legal trouble.
NPR's Richard Knox, thank you very much.
You're welcome.